Hello and welcome to The Big Interview, brought to you by the V2 Sport Network. I'm your host, Anthony Kendrick. Joining me for this show is Rodri Giggs. So we've had you on the show before, and since then you've been appointed Paddy Power Rewards Club Ambassador.
Rewards Club Ambassador.
How did that come about? Did they ask you, or...?
Yeah, it just came about at the start of... just before Christmas they mentioned it, and it just snowballed from there, and really, like, January was all done, and then 2 weeks out, so it was pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah,
it was pretty enjoyable, and it was had a good response, so yeah. All right.
I was going to say the advert's really funny. I really liked it. Any plans to do anything further with them, or
possibly we're doing little bits with them and stuff. So I'm still working with them. So yeah, hopefully we'll do a little bit more, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. What have you had? Messaging you or anything like that?
Yeah, to be honest, usually I'm on social media, you get a lot of negative, but to be honest, there's not been a lot of that. Out of like 100, you find one bad comment. It's just, it's been pretty positive.
Mm.
Well, a bit funny. It's been a bit of fun, really. It's not serious, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. I just remember walking through Manchester, walking through Piccadilly Gardens, seeing you, quite a big poster of you, there, maybe, I don't know, 20 foot or something, bigger than that, probably.
Someone showed me a picture of him, someone showed me a picture of it, but I didn't actually get round to actually go and see it, but it was nice, and it was just a bit weird. That's why they probably didn't go just that big, and
seems a bit vain as well to go and look at a giant picture of you,
exactly,
of yourself,
exactly,
as well.
So I'm glad I didn't. He was like, "Oh, you should take a picture." I said, not really.
Yeah.
But then I did get around to go in, and they wanted to take it down, so it was only up 2 weeks.
Hmm. Something else I've noticed you doing, I saw on your Twitter, you're playing in the Offside Trust 11, who play Hollyoaks FC at the end of the month. I see Danny Murphy, Trevor Sinclair, a few others playing in that game as well.
Yeah, well, they asked me last year, and unfortunately I'm involved in another charity football team that I've been doing for over 20 years now, so I was playing on that day, so I couldn't play, but you know, this year I'm free and I'm able to play, and it's a fantastic cause, and happy to play. And you know, some of the old boys who actually play on my charity side, so it'd be good fun, and it should be a good day. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. What other games have you played in, out of interest, sort of charity and stuff like that?
We do. I've been doing it for a long time now with this. We've got the Coronation Street at the Emmerdale lot, because we're all from Worsley, so that's where it started from. And last year we played in Dublin, we played in Ibiza, we played in Portugal, and this year it's more or less the same. And we obviously play local ones and places like Birmingham, but mostly local teams and in local areas. But sometimes we get to go abroad, and recently we've been going a lot.
Mm. Well, that's great. As you say, it's a great cause. I think I'm heading down myself. I've been invited down. So I hope that day goes well. Might catch you there.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people going. Like I say, there's some cracking names there, so it should be a good day.
Fingers crossed.
It's been publicised well. And, like I say, it's a great cause.
Mm-hmm. I'll put a link in the description as well if anyone's interested and wants to find that. I just want to talk to you about a few things in the news as well, football. Obviously at the weekend there was a major incident with the Birmingham City game, the Jack Grealish fan coming on the pitch and punching him, and also there was Chris Smalling who got pushed. Do you have any thoughts on that, on whether security should be improved, or?
Well, it's difficult to say. You could have security coming out of the eyeballs, but if a fan wants to get on, I'm sure he'll get on. But I think the 14 weeks is, it should have been more for me. it should be, it's not too much of a deterrent that, you know, they'll rather be out 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and maybe, you know, if you talk of town and all his mates be patting him on his back. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's got problems to his house, he's got a young child, and at the end of the day, he should have been given more than someone else onto the pitch and punch someone from behind. You know, punching someone from behind is a how can I say it without swearing?
You swear if you like.
Yeah, it's a pussy move, really, isn't it? To punch someone from the back, so. And yeah. Then to be given 40 minutes, I think we've missed a trick here. I think we should have given a bigger sentence and give it more of a deterrent, because, you know, 40 weeks, it's nothing. You'd be out in five weeks.
It makes you wonder, though, if I went out and just punched some guy on the street or something as well, would I, you know, it doesn't seem anywhere near as harsh as it should be for an assault.
No, exactly. Well, you don't know the kid's background. He might have never been in trouble before, so, but, you know.
Yeah.
Right, you just don't know, but for me, it should have been more than 14 weeks, and just give it more of a deterrent, and then we won't see it as much, because, you know, obviously someone's seen it, and someone's copied it, like in the Arsenal game. You know, when's it going to stop, when someone runs on and starts to slash someone or really hurt someone, so it just needs to be stopped. So score it, and, you know, the stewards do a good job, you know, but they're not well-paid stewards. But some of them are not professional, some of them are watching the game, you know, so bringing extra security in, would it help? I don't think it would, you know. It's still, if someone wants to get on the pitch, they're going to get on the pitch.
Yeah, well, I used to work at Man United. I was a cleaner there, but I knew a lot of people who were stewards, and we were on the same wage, and it was just above minimum wage. It wasn't much, and it's not a,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, these are normal people. They're usually either young lads or old people coming, you know, so.
Yeah,
and how do you expect us to stop a 27 young fit, you know, male? It's just going to be difficult, and, you know, even if you get more, or, you know, you bring proper security in, it's still not going to stop them, because, you know, these security guys are going to be bulky, they're not going to be quick, so
yeah,
still not going to be safe. But like I say, if someone wants to get on the pitch, they're going to get on the pitch. If this guy gets 2 years in prison, then someone might think twice about it.
What are your thoughts on punishment for the club, like a points deduction or no fans, you know, an empty stadium for a game, something like that?
Yeah, possibly an empty stadium, but, you know, I find it, no, I don't like that you're judging your club or, you know, the club getting fined or the club getting punished for some idiot. You know, the guy was a season ticket holder for 20 years, you didn't expect more from him.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's just I'm not one for, you know, punishing clubs, or, you know, it's just one idiot who made a bad decision, and, you know, he'd have to pay for it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I don't think it would be a deterrent at all. I think if he's an idiot who's going to go onto the pitch saying to the club they've got to play the game behind closed doors, won't make any difference, really.
Yeah, if it's like, for instance, like a racist chant, then yeah, you know, but Bannon, and then, you know, obviously the fans around them might want these fans out, because otherwise they're going to miss out. So yeah, if there was a racist chant, or I'd say play behind closed doors, but no, something like this, no, I think just punish the individual and then just move on, really.
Something else.
Ooh, Liverpool just scored.
Something else I just saw with something you might know a bit more about, the social media side of it. A guy's been arrested, a 16-year-old, for sending a private message to Philip Billing saying he never wants to see him in a Huddersfield shirt ever again, and called him a black donkey. I mean, you must have be aware of some of the crap on social media. I mean, is that something that you think needs to be looked into more and done more about?
It's the same deal, though. It's one that needs educated properly. He's not been brought up properly, and the guy's ignorant and just an idiot. And, you know, it's just one person who's just obviously done it off his phone, and it's so easily to do. And you know, what? I don't think they should punish the club. I think they should punish the individual and just ban him. You know, and it's obviously a criminal act, so let's get the police involved and let the police deal with it.
Okay. Talk about something a bit more upbeat, I suppose. First of all, I want to mention the Premier League. United have improved a lot under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and lost at the improved. What are your thoughts on United in general? Can they get top four?
Yeah, it's been a complete 360 from watching the drama of Mourinho and his defensive player and saying these players, we need players in, and obviously we know we don't need that many players because we've just won 12 or 13 unbeaten 12 or 13 on the row. So yes, we do need players, but not as many as we thought. And I brought it back to the old days, like back to the way it should be, the back way United are playing. And yes, we got beat on the weekend, but we could have easily won. Johnson can't quite his shooting boots on. It could be easily a different story. So I think that people overreact now, but rightly so. That's the United way. If United get beat, it should be a massive issue. And once we get that mentality back and just continue the way that Ollie's going, and obviously, like I said, add some quality at the back and possibly a midfielder and possibly a wide man, I think we're not far off.
There was that incredible performance against PSG as well, where a lot of people had written it all off. I think that's going to be one of the great Champions League performances of ever, I suppose, or recent years,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it was. I didn't miss a game in '99. I was away in Turin when we won. When Roy Keane scored that goal and we won 3-2, but that was the PSG. Even though you ride your luck a little bit in these places, which you have to. But yeah, it was a fantastic result because literally no one expected it. In '99 we kind of expected we'd get a goal, we could do it because of the team we had, but the way they outplayed us at Old Trafford. But like I said, we rolled our luck. But yeah, it was a great win and go down in history as one of the best for Manchester United, especially away from home. That's for sure.
Mhm. And on the Premier League title race, City are currently top, 74 points. Liverpool just 1 point behind, so basically neck and neck as we come into the final eight or so games. Any thoughts? Who would you prefer to win it? And B, who do you think will?
I'd prefer obviously City to win it. If he's going to go to the wire, I still think City will win it now, even though the claw. I think Liverpool missed a trick when they played City to go 10 points clear. They won that. And possibly it would have made it a lot difficult, more difficult for City. But we're clawing it back now being a point in front. Yeah, I don't see City losing it. But I could be wrong. But I just don't see them losing it. I don't see them losing as many games as Liverpool from now to the season. People think and go through the fixture list. We should win that one. We should win this one. But when you weren't going for a league title. My experiences and being around it every game now, it is difficult. They come thick and fast. They're doing well in the Champions League. If they progress in this, then it's more games for them. But that's what they'll want as players. But it's going to be difficult. But yeah, for me, it's still City to lose. And they're looking strong as well. But like I say, it could go either way. But yeah, for me, it's City. But it's going to be tight.
Yeah, it's extremely tight. It's either way, it's going to be an exciting way for the title to finish. It's not going to be like a foregone conclusion like it's been in recent years, with teams seeming to run away with it.
That's good. Like last year, the league was over after with 5 weeks to go. You want it to go to the end of the wire. Same with down there at the bottom as well. It looks like that's going to the wire, but yeah, it's nip and tuck now. If City win, Liverpool got a win, and if Liverpool win, so it's, we'll see who can handle it and who doesn't bottle it and who ultimately deserves it. Because whoever comes on top really ultimately deserves it and who's a better team. So yeah, it's gonna be close and it's good to watch because they both play exciting football.
Yeah, it is. It's great to watch. Both teams are, and United are great to watch as well, I think, as well. And compared to what it was before, as you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly. You're actually excited to watch United again. Back 2 or 3 months ago, you'd be excited to watch, and then once it started, you'd think, oh no, not this again. But yeah, it's back to, like I say, exciting football, the chances, and playing that United way and having that spirit, and progressing to the last 16. It's massive for the club, and we need to concentrate now on getting in the top four, so we're there for next year.
Who do you see getting in the top four? I mean, if you assume City and Liverpool are there, you've got, you know, it's very close.
I did say Chelsea and United.
Mm.
But, you know, Chelsea are struggling at the minute, but they seem to have turned the corner. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with, you know, Tottenham for me always seem to dip at this time of year, which is a bad habit to have. But, so I think it'd be Chelsea and United top four.
Okay. I personally think Arsenal, but, it's so okay. Close either way. I think Arsenal, United.
I think with Higuain now, you know, he looks lively, and once he scored a couple of goals, I think if they get him scoring, then he'll get him in the top four.
I think he's been a really good player for Chelsea. I mean, I know a lot of people doubted him and said he wasn't the sort of striker they needed.
I was one of them that doubted, but looking at him, he looks lively, and, you know, he's a box player, and, you know, give enough chances and he'll score goals, no problem with that.
His movement, the only player I can think of like him is like Van Nistelrooy when back in the day. Yeah. It's like that. He's that sort of player.
His movement's sharp in the box, yeah.
Mm. Looking at the bottom of the table, if you assume Fulham and Huddersfield are down, which they're 13, 16 points off Burnley, who do you reckon will be that third side to go down? Because
I did say Southampton, but looking at them at the minute, they're looking quite strong and getting better. So, you know, I feel for the club Cardiff, but, you know, hopefully they can keep winning and get them enough wins. But, you know, it's going to be really, really tight. So it's between Burnley, Cardiff. No, I don't think Newcastle. I think Newcastle will be too strong. I think Burnley will be too strong. For me, it's between Southampton and Cardiff. So fingers crossed it's Cardiff, but, you know, it's going to be tough. That was going to be really. Hopefully that one goes to the wire as well, because, you know, it was a big win on the weekend, especially with Southampton beating Tottenham. So, yeah, it's going to go to the wire, like the league title, but hopefully it's Cardiff to stay up. But, like I say, it's going to be close.
Mm, yeah, extremely close. I thought you were saying you wanted Cardiff to go down then. I was going to say.
No, obviously being born in Cardiff and obviously in Wales, no, definitely not. No, I'd like Cardiff to stay up, and for me, it would be any of the others, but, you know, like I say, it's going to be, he's done brilliant, so I no one expected to be still in it. They still are, they've still got a chance. So, just hoping they can take that chance.
Yeah, it was a really good win over West Ham they got at the weekend, and yeah, they just seem to keep grinding out wins. I think Sol Bamba's out for the rest of the season though, I think he's going to be a big loss.
Yeah, it was a massive blow, yeah, but, you know, he wasn't playing against West Ham on the weekend, and they got a result, so they can win without him, but we'll just have to wait and see. Like I say, it's going to be tough, but they've done brilliant so far.
I want to mention one of your old club, Salford City. They're currently in the playoffs in the National League. They've kept going up the leagues, and things have been going really well for them over the last few years as they've gone up. Are you following them this season?
Yeah, of course. They took a little dip in the last couple of weeks. They've got a couple of wins, and they seem to be back on track. And, you know, it's the right time to get back on track, because, you know, it's the business end now, and, you know, it's been that is up there, it's really, really tight, so that's definitely going to go to the wire. But, you know, that one's going to be tough as well, because you've got Wrexham, Leighton Orient, big teams up there above them, but they've done brilliantly. But yeah, that one's definitely going to go to the wire, probably the playoffs. And then, you know, it's just a lottery, but if your form's good going into the playoffs, then, you know, I feel confident.
Yeah, as you say, they've really bounced back. They've won the last three. They beat Solihull Moors, who were at the weekend, which I saw, who were quite big. Well, they're second in the league, so it was quite a big win. In the National League as well, though, it's a really hard league, because you've only got one. Only the champions will go up automatically. Then you've got six sides in the playoffs. It's you know, extremely difficult to get into the Football League.
Yeah, it's a difficult league to get off, but, you know, they spent the money. They've got the players.
Yeah.
Turn the corner, you know, if they play well, I'm sure they've got a massive chance. But yeah, there's some tough teams up there, some big teams. Wrexham, you know,
yeah,
you know, failed to spend a lot of money up there, so yeah.
And just to finish, I want to ask something unrelated to football. I know you've tweeted about it. Do you think Wales will win the Six Nations on Saturday?
I hope so. I'll be there, so
Okay, yeah, best.
That's going to be, you know, I'll be there. It'd be really difficult, but, you know, we've got a habit of winning at the minute, and it's a good habit to have. But yeah, it'd be a massive test. It's not a foregone conclusion because, you know, Ireland were favourites to win at the start, and now we've got a chance to win it at home. So you fancy your chances, but that is not going to be easy.
Mm. That game against England was obviously the crucial game, I suppose, so far, and to win that must have enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah, it was brilliant. Really enjoyed it. It was, you know, it's a difficult game, but I'm always confident when we're at home and on a good run. I think it's 13-14 unbeaten. So like I say, we've got a good habit of winning and grinding games out, and, you know, that's what you need at that level when you get tight.
Mm. Okay, well, I hope you enjoy that game. I'll be honest, I hope England win it, but we'll have to see. I'm looking forward to the day as a whole, though. It should be a really good day of rugby as a whole. We'll say a bit of an aside for this podcast, but yeah, I really appreciate your time. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you're well with Paddy Power and with the Offside Trust game you're playing in and all that.
Yeah, I'll see you down there.
Yeah, I hopefully catch up with you then.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. It's goodbye from me and goodbye from Rodri.